Florida Democrats are meeting in Orlando this weekend for their state party convention. The setting is also the unofficial kickoff of the 2004 presidential election. A handful of would-be Democratic presidential candidates are there, including former Vice President Al Gore. His presence was widely anticipated for what he would and would not say. This is also the state that decided in a most controversial way the last presidential election. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson is in Orlando and joins us now. Mara, how big an issue was the Florida recount during this weekend's convention?
Oh, the issue of the Florida recount is a huge issue. Memories are very fresh, and they are very painful among Democrats here about the outcome of the recount. They feel they were robbed, although there is also a wide consensus here that it's a bad idea to, quote, look back, to kind of dwell on the past. And Terry McAuliffe, who is the very partisan chairman of the Democratic Party, captured that balance today when he said of the Supreme Court decision that decided the election for George W. Bush, he said, wearing a black robe gives you a greater voice than living in the black community, but, he quickly added, we're not dwelling in the past. So clearly, the Democratic Party wants to use the memories of the recount to motivate Democrats to turn them out at the polls next time, but still not look as though they are wallowing in the past.
What about Al Gore? He's the guy that won the popular vote in Florida. Did he declare his intentions? How was he received?
Well, he didn't declare his intentions, Corva. Nobody has declared their intentions yet. It's way too early. But he was received very well. There have been public polls of Democrats showing that a plurality of Democrats think he shouldn't run again. That certainly mirrors the feeling of many members of the Democratic establishment. But judging from the reception that he got here among the most battle-hardened Democratic activists in the country, he was a hero. He gave a very forceful speech with a clear message that he was back. He says he stands shoulder to shoulder with President Bush in the war on terrorism. That's something he said in previous speeches. But where in previous speeches he's been very defensive, there was none of that here. He said, patriotism doesn't mean keeping quiet. Republicans are wrong to imply that those who disagree with them are unpatriotic. And I think his speech was also a signal that he wants to take a leading role in the party opposing Bush and his domestic policies, and that's something that he has shied away from since the election.
What other presidential wannabes are at the convention?
Well, John Edwards was here today. He's the first-term senator from North Carolina. Many Democrats consider him a fresh face, charismatic, good-looking. Tomorrow we'll hear from Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, who is Al Gore's running mate, who has said that he won't run unless Al Gore doesn't. And we'll also hear from John Kerry, who is the Democratic senator from Massachusetts. Certainly the delegates here want to hear from all of them, but I would have to say the hearts of the Democratic activists here are with Al Gore.
2004 is a long way off. What are Florida Democrats focusing on for this year's elections?
They are focusing on one man, and his name is Jeb Bush. He's the president's brother. He's the sitting governor. Democrats here would like to defeat him. There's a very interesting primary going on right now in the Democratic Party for the gubernatorial nomination. Janet Reno, who was the attorney general for the entire Clinton administration, she's running. She has big national name recognition. She's a celebrity. She has tremendous support among rank-and-file Democrats here, a lot of grassroots support. But, interestingly enough, the Democratic leadership of the state party doesn't think Janet Reno can beat Jeb Bush in the fall, and they are backing, some of them privately, some of them more publicly, a man named Bill McBride, who's a Tampa attorney, unknown other than to Democratic activists here, but he's considered more centrist, he has less baggage, and many Democrats think that he has a better chance against Jeb Bush in the fall, and he's gotten some important endorsements from the state AFL-CIO, from the teachers union, and that will be a very hard-fought primary. Polls show that Janet Reno is way ahead of Bill McBride at this point, but it's very, very early. The primary isn't until September.
NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson at the Democratic State Party Convention in Orlando, Florida. Thanks, Mara.
Thank you, Corva.